This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holsworth, the founder and president of VirginiaTomorrow.com, joins me live on the program. So, Bob, it is done, is it not? Privatization of the ABC in Virginia. Bob McDonnell couldn't even get a hearing in the General Assembly. Nobody would even listen to him.
Boy, it's pretty amazing, Coy. Here's a major gubernatorial priority that's been aired out for almost a year, and at the General Assembly, no committee even wants to take it up. So it just tells you that, once again, people may talk an awful lot about wanting to restrict government to core services, but it's very difficult to do this, and that, in fact, the interest that I think there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle have in trying to ensure that state retains its monopoly on sin goes far beyond the interest in smaller government.
So a preference for bigger government, even on the part of conservatives, trumps ideology and faith in the marketplace and belief in, you know, pro-business sentiment. At the end of the day, even the most conservative in the General Assembly were willing to vote for big government.
Well, particularly when it's really related to the regulation of sin. That a lot of people just really didn't like the thought of more liquor outlets. They didn't like the thought of people driving into their jurisdiction and seeing the flashing signs advertising liquor sales. There are a lot of people who believe that it's not good for the family, that it's not good for people in disadvantaged communities economically to have a lot of liquor stores around. And overall, that sentiment turns out to be far more powerful than the belief in the principle of smaller government or restricting Virginia state government to core services.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth, the founder and president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. What's the latest on funding improvements to transportation, whether maintenance or construction? Are they making headway on that?
Well, McDonald's going to win a pretty big victory here. He won't get everything he wanted. At the end of the day, I'm not sure the legislature is going to take much money out of the general fund in order to put it into transportation. But his bond package, which is going to be more than a couple billion dollars, is going to pass in both houses. And what's very clear here, Coy, is that there are a lot of Democrats, particularly in Northern Virginia, who are going to vote in favor of the McDonnell package, largely because they didn't want to go into this election cycle being labeled the party of no and being labeled the individuals who prevented Virginia from putting billions of dollars more into transportation over the next few years.
So something is going to happen then.
Oh, absolutely. And
yeah.
And McDonald's going to get 2/3 to 3/4 of what he wanted out of this package. There are a lot of Democrats who initially came out and said it was too much debt, that at the end of the day it was taking Virginia down a road that was fiscally irresponsible. But the fact was that the Democrats weren't united on this. When Ed Hauck and Chuck Colgan came out and said they had been to the bond rating agencies and the bond rating agencies didn't appear to be too worried about the steps the governor was taking, it made it really into no contest, and the governor is going to cruise to a victory here.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The website is VirginiaTomorrow.com. And Bob, before we let you go, one of the really eye-opening bits of information in the new census is how the remarkable growing diversity, and when we say growing, we mean growing with a bullet, the diversity in Virginia. And you point out on your website that Prince William County now, for the first time, is a majority-minority jurisdiction.
Yeah, here's a northern Virginia exurban area that, you know, traditionally most people would have assumed would be predominantly white, but in this last census it's changed, that it has a very significant African-American population, an extremely significant Latino population, and a fair number of Asian-Americans as well. And at the end of the day, what we're seeing is that Northern Virginia is becoming a global, a multicultural society in many ways, and Prince William County, in so many ways, is now at the forefront of this with a population that is majority-minority and is really showing us where Virginia is going to be going in terms of its demographic over the next 10 or 20 years.
Bob Holsworth, the website is virginiatomorrow.com. Bob, thank you, sir. Have a great week.
Always great to be with you, Coy. You take care.
You can get all the latest news on Virginia politics right there at Bob's website, virginiatomorrow.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.